Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, April 12, 2016. I am Tungameli Nkomao.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo. And this evening, we are discussing calls by war veterans to reintroduce the National Youth Service.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And if you want to speak on the program, you can give us a call on this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again is 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandevele.com.
War veterans have called on the government to reintroduce the controversial National Youth Service. The freedom fighters made the call last week during a meeting with President Mugabe in Harare. The government says it is in the process of reinstating the program.
But opposition youths are raising objections, saying the main purpose of this program, as history has it, is to indoctrinate young people and turn them into violent brigades that will be used by ZANU-PF to suppress the opposition. Previously, the National Youth Service graduates, popularly known as Green Bombers, have been accused of unleashing violence on opposition supporters, and now fears abound that the reinstatement of the program may be aimed at stoking another wave of political violence ahead of the 2018 elections.
Mm-hmm. So as usual, each and every Tuesday, we hope you will call in, send your messages on WhatsApp, even on Twitter and Facebook, so we can get your feedback, young people out there in Zimbabwe and all across the diaspora.
Ongo kwazwai vatereri kusangana kumuchirongwa che The Connection apo nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya iri kukurudzirwa nema war vets kuti chirongwa che National Youth Service ngachidzorwe lichona njani zulukandaba kuhlelo lamhlanje sikhuluma ngenkuthazo enziwe ngababe ngabalweli wempi yenkululeko emhlanganweni wabo lomgabe ngeviki edluleyo bathi bona uhlelo lwe-National Youth Service aluphenduke. Uhulumende uke wazisa nje ekuqaleni komnyaka ukubana uphakathi kokulungiselela ukuphendukisa lolu hlelo. Abaningi lizakhumbula ukubana abadlule kulolu hlelo esikhathini esedluleyo bebesethezwa kakhulu umlando wokungahloniphi, umlando wokusetshenziswa libandla leZANU-PF ukuhlukuluza abakwamanye amabandla. Ngakho abasakhule abamabandla aphikisayo bathi injongo kahulumende eyiyo ngokuvuselela lolu hlelo ukuthi balungiselele ukutshaya abantu ngomnyaka ka-2018 lapho kuza kwenziwa khona ukhetho kodwa
So, of course, many young people reacting to the calls by the war veterans that the National Youth Service should return. We spoke to some earlier on our news programs who were saying that no way, no how should this service be brought back up. But of course, we know there are some countries across the world that have similar programs which are a nationalist move to, bring up young people with a more national view of their country and those around them.
Indeed, kunjalo tatenda silo banilamhlanje kuhlelo.
Do we have our guest? I think we're still trying to get our guests at the moment. But Ntunga, recently, maybe towards the end of last year, Blessing Zulu, our co-worker, also reporter Blessing Zulu, and I had a chance to speak to Reason Wafawaroa. He was regarded as the brains behind the National Youth Service, which started up back in 2001. And of course, with all the controversy that came up, you know, this was his time. He said that he wanted to clear the air regarding what happened during that time. So we had a chance to speak to him, and he kind of gave us a more detail in his view of what happened during that time. So maybe
not the brains, but one of the pioneers.
This program. So maybe we can just take a quick listen to what he had to say during that time we spoke to him in regards to the service itself, and then obviously the controversies that surrounded the program.
What happened in 2000, there were a number of issues that I think prompted people to look at what was happening. The political landscape then was that we had the land program on one hand, and the power of war veterans in that program and their influence in that program was also a factor. We had the rise of the opposition. It was realized that there was a disconnect between the generation that was rising in the country and the ruling party, so to speak. To some, this disconnect meant a departure from the liberation legacy and its objectives. It meant people looking down upon the history of the liberation itself. It meant people looking down upon things like the National Hero Seeker, just the liberation legacy in general. It meant self-denial to many people to say, if we are not going to understand the foundation of what we call Zimbabwe and depart from it and deny it and say, I have nothing to do with it, then we become vulnerable to external forces that may take advantage of that kind of disconnect. Inindino tasa chirongwa ichi. Ndichitarisa ndakafanana nenyika dzimwe dzandataura ndichitarisa omicherechedzo yakanaka yandinoziva yakabva muchirongwa ichi yandapedzisa kutaura imwe yacho pamusoro payo ndichitarisawo zvinoshoreka zvakaitika nechirongwa ichi ndochizotarisa kuti dai chinonzirwadza ndichocho chekuti unenge wakaita makore akawanda uchiti the guy ndiedze kubatsira nyika dzanga dziri politics vachizama kuti usvibe zita vati uyu wakadai wakaita zvakati, uyu wakadai wakaita zvakati. Saka takasangana naso tikapfuura nemazviri kuti saka kwakunzi National Service yoenda kuHague hondi ndiwo wakuenda wokunaika, tochitora mukana iwoyo kuti aiwa ngatitsanangurai zvakaitika.
That there was Reason Wafawaroa, who was at the helm of the National Youth Service. Ntunga, of course, as you heard, giving there some of the initial thoughts behind the program, but then also a reflection on the controversies that surrounded the program itself.
Indeed. And we have now our guests, Stephen Spanda of the organization YAD, Harare Province, and we also have Mlandu Ncube, MDC T Councillor in Bulawayo. Gentlemen, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Tinda. Thank you for having me on the program today.
Okay, we really appreciate Ncube, starting with you. The war veterans are saying we want the National Youth Service back. What say you?
First of all, I want to say the concept of National Service, there is nothing wrong about it. It is the issue nationally. But the problem is that the policy is being done in the wrong country by wrong people. If we look back with what has been happening with the National Service, that the result of that National Service is violence. The people from those centers go out beat up people in rural areas because they vote for one thing. It is not good. That is not what, because when you say national service, all projects are funded by the nation. It means everyone takes his vote out there. How can I say that someone come out and pick you? So I'm saying this is the wrong time. This is the wrong time. No one will trust that. And I don't think there is any mother or father who is going to be a go for that service. So I think I don't believe this is a liberation for veteran back. The question is the standard of this, and I believe what would know what happened. And they really saw it in nothing against Green Combat when it's standard of the therapy. So they know what is going on. So not allow that.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Sibanda, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, I hope you had a chance to hear what Reason Wafaroa was saying when he said, of course, as Mulandu is pointing out, that there was a positive move on the conception of the program, but of course the controversy surrounded everything that happened. In your view, do you think that if it was reinstated, that what happened in the 2000s would happen again?
Yeah, to me, I saw the so-called the Green Bombers, after the so-called national service. You know, they were then used for the wrong reason. You know, so to me, I think that program, like they are now starting to prepare for an order 2018 again. You know, we are approaching elections, so if they start training these hooligans that were used in 2008. To violence against the citizens of Zimbabwe, you know, it brings fears to the ordinary people. It brings, you know, a lot of suspicion. So I think they want to bring this to instill fear to the voters, you know, into a person in 2018.
Size kuwe mnumzana Ncube bayatsha bebandla lezanu PF ukuthi hayibo uhlelo lolu alujonganga ukufundisa abantwana imisebenzi yokungezwa kodwa lujonge ukubafundisa imisebenzi yezandla imbali yeZimbabwe lokho esingathi patriotism bekhule bekwazi ukuthi lizwe livela ngapi liyanga. Oh, thank you. Thank you there, sorry, Ntunga. We do have a few messages coming from our WhatsApp. Ntunga, some people have reacted to the topic as usual, as we do every week. And that is, let me pull it up here. We have a few that have come in. There's Desire who says, I can't see the importance of reintroducing the National Youth Service, though some may argue that it is a collage of patriotism. The reason for introducing it is political, meaning to say it will be used as a political weapon by the current regime in power.
There's Innocent who says the call by war veterans to reintroduce the Youth National Development Program is barbaric and nonsensical. Where will the financial strapped government get funds to sustain the program? It is a strategy to centralize them towards 2018 harmonized elections, as it is ZANU-PF's culture of using youth to manipulate voters. That's Innocent there.
Yeah, and we should point out that we reached out to the ZANU-PF youth spokesperson, Evelyn Poff, but she wasn't picking her phone. I would like to invite her if she's listening. We know we're very popular and people there are listening. And Evelyn, please, if you are listening, reach out to us and you know, be part of our program. We also reached out to Youth Minister Joao, but he was also not reachable.
Stephen, let's come back to you. You know, of course, the youth are reacting and saying that no, they do not want this. But looking at the question of nationalism, patriotism, is there any reason for Zimbabwean youth to have that sense of patriotism in the country? Hello, Stephen. Hello. I think we might have lost him there. We can go to a caller, Ntunga, in the meantime.
Okay. Silo Baba Umakuswini. 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 Kunjani ba?
Ntunga Miri.
Yeah, kunjani mzansi?
Ngiyaphila.
Yeah, awuyayizindaba baba zungenile kuhle.
Ngikhona mina ngihlala lokho ngisayine 4 years ngihlala ngilalela lohlelo lweni.
Ya siyabonga baba.
Manje nilukhuluma ngenye indlela engaluzwisisi kahle yikho ngilongizama ukungena everyday.
Ha uyabungena uyabuzama ukusithinta ungakhona ukungena.
Ungakhona ukungena.
Ah, sorry ngalokho baba. Sizagcina inombolo zakho sizahlala sikuchaye.
Yeah, lithi lina kunamanti labo abachathayo eZimbabwe labo ukuthiwa ngoGamara. Ukuchatha kuqalisa ngamanje, ukuchatha kuqalise kudala kakhulu kulabo chefu abachathayo. Igenge yetholo kuningi kakhulu yachathayo nginelisi mina. Nginamangcwabo engiwaziyo about 300 abantu babengcwatshwa igodilinye manje lina likhala ngodamare 1.
Hayi, laye ngumuntu baba, kodwa wamukelekile nxa ufuna ukukhala lawe ngabanye abacatshayo. Kodwa udaba esingalo lamhlanje ngolwe-National Youth Service, lolo singakhuluma ngalo ngelinye.
Lokhu we-National Youth Service ukuthi nje kuzohlutshwa abantu zani bethu ekhaya, akusebenzi lutho totaba. Mina ngathrenela ukusiza abazali, ngathrena emlungushi.
Ah, uliwovete.
Ngiwovete epheleleyo, hayi hafu.
Aha.
So le kuthi amawovete azabiza ama-green bomb ezotshaya abazali, ubani umuntu ufanele tshayela umzali wakhe? Kanti iwovete imali siyemtini lalihambelana, ani lalihambela uyasiza umzali.
Yeah, hayi kunjalo ba.
Manje namhlanje sithatha umzali iwovete elinjani lelo.
Ngabanye bakho phela makusini.
Hayi, mina ngizoze ngizwane labo. Labo bantu ngabantu abakwaziyo ukuthi bayasutha emzini yawo badla kozani.
Aha, hayi. Siyakuzwa baba makusini, siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo. Sesiyatshona sikushayela ba.
Yebo, ngiyabonga.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga. Abo bangawari ba makusini, hanzi ndiri wovete. Rechokwadi kwete rekutsvagiridza ndiri wovheti saka hanzi nyaya iri kutaura nemama wovheti kuti National Youth Service haizi kushanda vanoda kushandisa vana kurova vabereki saka hanzi aiwa handibvumirani nazvo ndinopokana nazvo avo ndiva magusvini vanga vari kusouth africa sino munye mulaleli ubaba unyama eHarare kunjani baba nyama
Hello, Nyama. Mnumzana Nyama. Ndumfunga meno zaitika kuru nare.
I think Nasima lines are
amazing. Yeah. Even the guys on the line, the lines are just terrible. You know, there is too much feedback and...
just a bit of a problem today.
Yebo, ngubani ngunyama kumbe ngunqube? Bese lo kathelo ucingo. Kanje Ncube uyakhuluma isishona? Isibanda?
Hello.
Yebo, Isibanda.
Isibanda.
Yebo. Ngithi Isibanda kanje isishona yasikwaniza.
Yebo, ngiyakhuluma.
Aha, saka ndikuda ameno manzwa mterera ngachi fona from South Africa vasipanda vamaguswini. Hanzi inini ndiri ovheti asi ndiri kupokana nenyaya iri kutaura nemama ovheti yekuti chirongwa ichi ngachidzoke. Nekuti chinangwa chiri papa ndechekushungurudza vanhu pasarudzo dza 2018.
Naona chirongwa chekudzidziswa kwechidzidziswa kwemaiti nyaya yekudzakira hapana imwe nyaya inodzidziswa hatingati vanodzidziswa kurima hatingati vanodzidziswa vanodzidziswa kuchera bhoridhi asi vanenge vachidzidziswa kurwa kana sarudzo dza 2018 dzasvika votumirwa kumamhicha onzi endai munorova vabereki endai munorova vanhu vechikuru vochidzira vamwe vonzi voterai zanu pf kana istrategy yezanu pf yekuzoti vahwine nyaya yesarudzo dza 2018 takazoona zvichiitika makore adarika 2002-2008 yekuchividzirana
asi hanzi nebato riri kutonga kahanzi haiwa handizvo chirongwa ichi ndechekudzidzisa vana vezimbabwe nhoroondo yezimbabwe kuti vazivewo kuti nyika iri kubva kupi uyezve iri kuinda nekupi yakananga kupi
nhoroondo takaidzidziswa vana magrade 1 chaiwo tikaidzidziswa zvekare tikataa mafomfo aiwazo ndinozodzidziswa nhasi maonero angu inini nezongotsvaga kuti patrute imeorganization ichazoshandiswa neimwe nzira isiriyo
hazi ndechekuinstila patriotism ka musaita kamhandi musaite vatengesi
tinombonzitengesi ukasiyana maonero ako nemaonero ezipfu yaoredy vilisaite zvezvezveselout ukasiyana pfungwa dzako nezvezanupiefu wakutonziri mutengesi saka kupokana nezanupiefu wagara kuri mutengesi hapana zvinozvinezanupiefu
I think Junga, I thank you, Stephen. Tereri wedu wambowadedza. I think Nyama is back on the line.
Okay. Mnumzana Nyama, kunjani baba? Halo, mnumzana Nyama, uyasizwa yini?
Yebo, ngiyakuzwa.
Yes, ungenile kuhlelo baba.
Yeah, hi. Indaba leyo mani ngalibana akwekela lokho indlala thina sibulawa indlala ukuthi sike sibuyele emuva futhi siyotrena amayouthi ngale yinto esikhathazayo mani
kuyini okubi ngakho nyama
akukubi kangako kodwa indlala thine sithi khona siqhubele phambili siye phambili ukuthi senze sibuyele muva into enjangaleyo hayi siyiboni kuhle thina
aha ngezinye indlela uthi uhulumente kaqakathekisi inhlelo zokulungisisa udaba lwendlala
hayi kukhala nje umntwana ongakhaliyo ufele embelekweni
aha hayi vaxojala vadala siyavonga nyama kona ngapi harare
hayi kulungile mnumzana
Siyabonga. Avanga vari vanyama kwa Harare anzi hurumende ngaikoshese chirongwa chekutsvagira vanhu chikafu. Kwete National Youth Services.
If I can come to Mulandu Ncube, I hope you're still on the line. Hello. Okay, I just wanted to ask what Wanyama just pointed out, that some are saying there are more pressing issues in the country, in particular the issue of drought and hunger. But for youth, the big issue of unemployment, what's your take on that? Hello? Hello, Ncube, are you on the line? I think I might be having some issues there with the lines
our
today.
Our lines are really, really, really bad.
We do have some other comments in Tunga while we hope to get our guests back on the line. You know, we had a couple, of course, some messages that came through on WhatsApp. There's Mandaza here who says, it really boggles the mind why the war vets would call for the reintroduction of National Youth Service. The war vets are being used as ZANU-PF mouthpieces. Their motive is to brainwash the youth and teach them terror and barbaric tactics since we are heading to a watershed election in 2018. The green bombers were used to terrorize us, the opposition activists, and clearly that's what they want to bring back.
That's some resounding objection there. And it's a pity that, you know, we couldn't get the ZANU-PF national spokesperson to weigh in and defend her party on this. But I think reason was far over. Said it, you know, earlier, defending the program and what as a pioneer they set out to achieve with this program.
Of course, and even when we spoke to him that time in Tunga, you know, he didn't shy away from the challenges that were, you know, plaguing the program itself, where he was saying, you know, the point was to find a self-reliant, responsible citizen who is patriotic, you know, who puts the national unity of Zimbabwe ahead of his personal interest, he said at the time, and puts the security of the country ahead of his personal interest, seeks freedom, happiness, and prosperity for the country collectively. So I guess that was there is motive, according to Wafaro, of the program at that time.
Indeed. And we have now our third guest, Brighton Makunike, of the MDC formation led by Walshman Ncube. Makunike Magadi. Vamakunike muri parunhare here.
Hello?
Hello, muri kutinzwa here Vamakunike?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, mafone kuZimbabwe anetsa nhasi. Mapinda muchirongwa, Hans Nyamawa vhesi chirongwa cheNational Youth Service. Ngachidzoke, chii chakashata nechirongwa ichi?
Chirongwa cheNational Youth Service mukoma wangu ka chirongwa chisina kunyanya kushata stereotype, because consider is a more trends, is a lucrative program that has been implemented even in developed countries kunyika zvakabudirira, asi dambudziko ratinaro muno muZimbabwe nderekuti yesterday told us kuti, from the beginning when this is a military service baka initiatwa, it was
Mkoma Brighton,
program.
Just hold on the line. Mkoma Brighton Chimbomirai, just hold on there. Tombo Toraka, short break. And Tunga, of course, right now we have to take a quick break as we say goodbye to our radio listeners. But as usual, we always want them to go to our websites, and those are Tunga.
Yeah, and we are streaming live at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
www.voiceofamerica.com. Please do stay tuned if you're on the internet.